I know I make fun of you because you don't really know what a cow looks like.
I mean, I've seen drawings of cows.
Have you never seen a cow in person?
Where would I see a cow in person? What, walking up Fifth Avenue?
I mean, there's 100 million cows in the country. You have never seen a cow.
I mean, I've driven by them. I'm sure, like, all the times that I was out west and I drove, I'm sure I drove by cows and someone in the background said, oh, you see back there, those are cows. But I've never been up close and personal with a cow. I've never touched a cow. I've never looked a cow in its eye.
54% of people between the ages of 11 and 24 have never seen a cow.
Yeah, that's me. I mean, I've seen a cow. I mean, I've, like, in person, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, in person. I mean, I can't remember a time that I've seen a cow in person, but I'm sure I have. Like, you live long enough, you drive by stuff, somebody points out a cow to you. It could have been a horse. I'm not quite sure. Okay, I've never seen a cow in person.
Really?
Yeah, I never have. Where would I, though? Where would I see a cow?
I think I've seen more cows today than I have people. I think that's possible.
I've never lived anywhere where cows live, and I don't visit places where cows live. I don't know anybody that has a cow. Yeah. There's no scenario that I would be near a cow. I think I would like them.
That means the majority of that population of people between the ages of 11 and 24 have never seen a cow.
Right, but I'm older than 24. I've never seen a cow.
I know. I'm just saying, over half, 11 to 24s, have never seen a cow. That's
right.
Crazy to me.
But where would they see cows is what I'm asking. Like, unless you live on a farm or live in farm country. Remember, they just came out with a statistic that the majority of Americans, most of Americans, either live in California. They all live in the big cities. California, New York, Dallas, Louisiana, you know, New Orleans, Miami. You know, half the population of this country mostly lives in big cities. Chicago.
Okay.
There's no cows there.
Well, Chicago, you can drive 45 minutes outside of Chicago and see cows.
Why? Why would you? Why drive? Stay in Chicago. Why would you leave?
No. Why wouldn't you be in the city like you are now and drive up to the upstate, go to Albany one weekend?
I've been upstate New York many times, but there's no cows there.
There's no cows?
No, not where I go. Not on the interstate. Are they just wandering around the interstate like squirrels?
Pretty much. I think I see the same cows every day because when I drive past them, I blow my horn at them. So I think they go, well, there's that guy again. They look up and look at me.
So you know cows personally?
Yes. I was going to, when I saw this today, I was going to stop by and have a conversation with a cow to show you how close I can get the cows. They're everywhere.
I'd like to see that video of you talking to a cow.
I will do that tomorrow. I will interview a cow.
I saw a squirrel today.
But that's not the same. This is a cow. Okay. 43% of people have never gone camping or hiking.
All right. So I've gone hiking a million times. Not like real hiking. I mean, I've gone for long walks in woods. I don't know if that's hiking. But the only reason I went camping is because I went to camp when I was a kid, and they took us on a camping trip. So I went camping once, and I hated it.
So since you've been an adult, you haven't been camping?
No. Only I was like 10 years old. I went camping once. That was it.
Have you ever seen a sunrise?
Of course. Me? Are you kidding? I've seen more sunrises than anything. Yep, partied all night, seen the sunrise, been like, you know what? That's how I know it's time to go home.
That's when you curse the sun. Ah, go away. 27% of people have never seen the sunrise.
That's interesting. I mean, I guess that not everyone's a partier. You know, for me, it was like, you know, all through my 20s, we did so much partying. It would be like, oh my God, is it really 6 a.m.? I better get home.
19% of people have never cooked a meal from scratch.
Oh, come on.
19%.
Okay, well, I've done that a million times.
Right. 15% of people, 15, have never left the state they were born in.
That's really interesting. But I think a lot of that has to do with money. I mean, it costs money to get in a car. You need gas. You got to go somewhere. You need somewhere to stay. If not, you need to have money for a hotel. You know, a lot of people are just happy where they are. Their family's all there. Why leave? Trust me, if I could stay in one place for my entire life, I would.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that if I was back in Michigan, because you can drive from one end to Michigan to the other in 24 hours. I mean, it's a big, huge state, so right. I can see never leaving unless you go to Illinois or something like that. So 15% never left the state they were born. 13% have never sent anything in the mail.
That's interesting. Well, that's a generational thing. I think our generation was the last generation to actually send something in the mail. Although, I mean, even now, like eBay, like, you know, we sell stuff on eBay and we gotta go to the post office and send a package. People at least do that, right?
Yeah, but like a letter. Would you know where to get a stamp if you were 25 years old?
Yeah, stamps.com.
So that's where
you get listen to enough podcasts, stamps.com. But no, I think probably, yeah, I mean, people know what a post office is. They know how to go to a post office and say, can I have a stamp? I mean, no one's that stupid. It's just, but it's more like, who would you send a letter to? Why would you send a letter? For what reason? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a whole generation of people that there's just no reason for them to mail anything.
See, why do the people in my life have phones? They don't answer them.
No, that generation doesn't answer phones. You gotta text them.
Nobody.
Hello.
Okay, he actually
took him long enough.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Would you know how to mail a letter?
Yeah.
How?
Put a stamp on it and write your name and address.
Where would you get a stamp?
He's going to say, "Mom." Office.
Oh, so you would get it at the post office?
Yeah.
Have you ever sent a letter?
No.
Right. Why would he?
I don't know. I'm asking. Well, he sends stuff to eBay.
But that's what I'm saying. I send stuff through eBay, but that is a printed label.
How much are stamps, Brandon?
I have no idea.
Oh, listen, I don't know how much a stamp is either.
Yeah, so, yeah.
No, but three of us, we don't know how much a stamp is. We don't even try it.
Yeah, okay. So you if you had to send a letter, you could figure it out.
Right.
Have you ever cooked a meal from scratch? No. Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever seen the sunrise? No.
That's a no.
Have you ever gone camping?
Yes.
You have?
With Haley.
Oh, okay. And you
see, once, and it was terrible. He'll never go again.
Once, and he's never going again. And he's been hiking. I know that.
Okay. But what's hiking? Is hiking just taking a walk through the woods? What's hiking?
Yeah, that's hiking. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, hiking, do I have to climb a mountain or something?
I think if you can get a tick, I think that's hiking.
Oh, okay, great. So I've definitely been hiking then.